Hi, it's Dave. Some people are disappointed that Tesla didn't announce their million-mile battery yesterday at their Battery Day event. And some people are thinking that's one of the reasons the stock price is down. In this video, I'm going to share what I think is the real reason Tesla didn't announce a million-mile battery. Before diving into things, I think it's important to understand the Osborne effect. The Osborne effect is a social phenomenon of customers canceling or deferring orders for the current, soon-to-be obsolete product as an unexpected drawback of a company's announcing a future product prematurely. The term was coined after the Osborne Computer Corporation. They announced a future model with much better specs and performance, but it wasn't shipping for a whole year. In the meantime, everyone stopped buying their current computers and cash flow completely stopped. They eventually went bankrupt. It's as if Apple started hyping a new iPhone that was 2 or 3 years away. Most people would stop buying the current model of the iPhone. In the same way, if Tesla hypes their future models too much, then people will stop buying their current models. Their cash flow would stop, and it's possible that Tesla could go bankrupt if everyone postponed their purchases. Now, Elon Musk is very aware of the Osborne effect. It's one of the main reasons that product improvements are announced retroactively, usually for Tesla. For example, when Tesla increases the range for the Model S, it's usually they say, we've already done it. Or when Autopilot Hardware 3 was announced last year, it was, hey, it's already in the cars we started producing a couple weeks ago. In other words, Elon is a master at managing the Osborne effect. He knows it's a life and death issue for Tesla if mismanaged. So with that context, we need to interpret what and how Tesla announced their advancements at Battery Day. You'll notice Elon avoided saying that the Model 3 and Y were going to be cheaper or get more range, even though some of that was implied by the presentation. But he tried to offset any Osborne effect by downplaying the immediacy of the price and range improvements to their batteries. And he tried to say these improvements were mostly for new vehicles like the Semi, Cybertruck, and Roadster. And then Elon did a masterful anti-Osborne move. He announced the Plaid Model S to come out in late 2021 with mind-boggling specs, but also a really high price that's out of reach for most people. In other words, he made a statement that these battery advancements were for only certain vehicles that were very far out or for vehicles that are very expensive. Elon's message was clearly, if you're looking to buy a Model 3 or a Model Y, don't wait because you can't be waiting forever to get these improvements we announced today. Or at least that was the intended effect. It really is a masterful way of communicating technological breakthroughs without destroying current sales. And I think Elon deserves more credit for how he handled Battery Day. I can't imagine a better approach than the one they did. Some might say, then in that case, why did they have a Battery Day in the first place? And I think that's a great point, meaning there are inherent risks in having a much anticipated presentation where you reveal all your future plans and breakthroughs. So in some ways, it might have been the safer move to not have Battery Day and just release new vehicle products when they're ready without needing to have to outline Tesla's entire breakthrough efforts and timeline. However, Elon felt that Battery Day would be needed to give confidence to suppliers and miners to make the investments they need to keep up with Tesla's growth. Battery Day was Tesla boldly saying, hey, we're committed to growing like crazy. Look, we're publicly showing people what we're doing. And there's nothing more serious than making public commitments to the future. Also, Battery Day was about recruiting. Elon knows that the future of Tesla is dependent on the ability for Tesla to attract top talent. Without the best engineers in the world working at Tesla, Tesla won't be able to fulfill their ambitious plans to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. So for Elon, he knows the Osborne effect risks of hosting a Battery Day event, but he was also confident that he could walk that fine line and not Osborne Tesla's current product demand, while showing suppliers and potential Tesla engineers that they're not just working hard on innovation, but that Tesla is truly the most innovative energy company in the world. I mean, seriously, if you're an engineer passionate about sustainable energy, after viewing Battery Day, how would you not want to work at Tesla? I think Elon is underrated as a recruiter. He stated for his Neuralink update presentations that they are mostly for recruiting purposes. Elon understands that smart people want to work at the best and most innovative companies. They don't want to be stuck at a company that's not pushing the envelope because their contributions won't mean much. Further, Elon understands that giving comprehensive updates on the company's progress is probably the single best way to attract best talent because it's showcasing the innovation that's currently happening. and that innovation is the best recruiter. Now, going back to why Tesla didn't announce a million-mile battery, some people were disappointed that Elon didn't announce this, but I'm actually glad he didn't. You see, the million-mile battery is something that attracts headlines, and it has too much Osborne effect power, meaning if you're shopping for a Model 3 or Model Y, and you read in the news that Tesla is going to have a million-mile battery, but it's not going to be available for 2 years or so, then you might postpone your purchase because you think, hey, a million-mile battery is a big thing. Car purchases are big purchases, and you don't want to be stuck with old technology. So I think Elon did the right thing to avoid talking about a million-mile battery. In my opinion, though, the new batteries that Tesla is making will go at least a million miles. It's just that Tesla doesn't want to advertise that yet, because there's no point to if Tesla can't sell products with that ability right now. All in all, Elon's skill in walking the tightrope on battery day is quite amazing. He was able to announce major battery breakthroughs and a roadmap into the future, yet he was able to do it in a way that doesn't cannibalize current product sales. As a Tesla shareholder, I'm very happy with how Elon handled battery day. I give him and his team an A+ for not giving into the temptation to announce something that shouldn't have been announced, like the million-mile battery. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Do you think Tesla's new battery cells will last over a million miles? Do you think they chose to not reveal other features and advancements at battery day? If so, what? If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're trying to poke holes and dig deeper, not just accepting conventional wisdom, but trying to see things clearer. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.